Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with the Easy News. A U.S. official is praising Taiwan's work in protecting the environment. Jay Nishida, the Principal Deputy Assistant Administrator at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, says Taiwan has done a lot on environmental issues and is an inspiration for other countries in the region. She says Taiwan's contributions are now being shared under the International Environmental Partnership. The Investigation Bureau says more people are using illegal drugs. The Bureau says officials should do more to cooperate with other countries to fight the problem. It says more drugs are coming into Taiwan from other countries, especially the U.S. and Canada. The Bureau made these suggestions in an annual report. In international news, rescuers continue searching for survivors of Hurricane Michael. U.S. correspondent Rachel Silverman has the details.
Florida's panhandle is one huge disaster zone after being hit with catastrophic winds, heavy rain, and a 9-foot storm surge. Florida's governor has described the aftermath of Hurricane Michael as unimaginable destruction. At least 6 people are reported dead, and officials say that number is likely to rise. More than 1 million people in the southeastern part of the U.S. are without electricity. Flash flood and tornado warnings are in effect. Rachel Silverman, San Francisco.
A partially completed shopping mall in Mexico collapsed, killing at least 7 people. The collapse of the 3-story building in Monterrey also left another 10 people missing. Officials say 2 people were pulled alive from the ruined building. About 100 emergency workers are looking for more people who may be trapped. And the body of a German-American man who invented the first submarine that could dive and resurface by itself were exhumed today. Julius Kroll's body was taken from a cemetery in Panama. It will be reburied with U.S. war veterans near the Panama Canal. Kroll built his submarine to search for pearls off Panama's Pacific coast during the 19th century. He was buried in 1867, and his grave was only rediscovered in 2005. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again next week for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.